Uber has just settled two class action lawsuits, one in California, the other in Massachusetts. The company will pay as much as $100 million to about 385,000 drivers represented in the cases, but Uber can keep calling its drivers independent contractors instead of employees, and that's very important. Joining us to talk about it is Mike Regan, columnist for Bloomberg Gadfly. Mike, welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And tell us about the debate at the heart of these cases, whether Uber drivers should be treated as formal employees or independent contractors.
Well, independent contractors, obviously, they do not receive a lot of the benefits of labor laws that protect regular employees, you know, things like minimum wage, health and safety guidelines, things along those lines. So this settlement makes up for some of that. For example, it prohibits Uber from firing drivers without a reason, and it sets up an association for the drivers, not quite a union, but very close to a union. And it's a group that will, you know, allow for drivers to appeal if they get dismissed. And the association will meet with Uber and sort of go over some of the concerns that drivers have from time to time. So it's, it, you know, sort of puts them in the middle ground between independent contractors and regular employees.
But they'll still be called independent contractors, right?
That's right.
Even though Uber is having to pay this $100 million settlement, which, by the way, adds up to, I think, about $259 per driver if you divide it up. But it sounds like Uber is the winner here. They get to keep calling these drivers independent contractors.
I would say it's Uber and obviously the lawyers collect a lot of money too, so they're winners too.
Yeah.
But this was really considered a big obstacle to Uber's business model if they would be classified as full-time employees. So they're certainly breathing a big sigh of relief over this.
Are there broader implications of this beyond the states where this settlement is applied in California and Massachusetts?
Well, obviously, since it's a settlement, it doesn't really set any case law precedent or anything like that. But the thinking is, and the lawyer for the drivers said this in her statement, basically that, you know, this should send a message to a lot of other companies out there dealing with, you know, what they call the gig-based economy, independent contractors like this. And, you know, she believes it really will set sort of not a legal precedent, but it really will serve as a warning to other companies and force them to make sure they're doing the right thing for these contractors.
Mike, while we have you, there's some news out of Illinois today. This is a state that has been without a budget for 10 months, which has affected all kinds of things, but in particular, public universities, which we've reported on. Chicago State University was set to close because of the lack of funding, planned layoffs at the University of Illinois. It sounds like there's a little bit of movement in this case today.
Yeah, there is some progress. The legislature approved of a measure to provide funding for the state universities. It doesn't fully resolve the dispute over the budget, but the governor's office is saying, you know, it's a good sign that they were able to make progress on the state university issue, and they're hopeful that it will sort of be a sign of thawing relations in this contentious issue.
We shall see. Mike Regan, columnist with Bloomberg Gadfly. Thank you.
Thank you.